The bill allows the Secretary of State to temporarily relieve a registrar of his or her duties while also setting up an avenue for removal from office. Connecticut senators approved the legislation 36-0 last week. Denise Merrill is Connecticut's Secretary of State.
The problem has been that it's very difficult to get standard treatment for all voters across all those towns. There have been several notorious cases in Connecticut of a breakdown in our process. So I think this is going to go a long way. There's training and certification required, and there is now going to be a removal process and a way that our office can step in if people are not following the law in advance of the election rather than after the fact.
Merrill, a Democrat, originally proposed legislation doing away with Connecticut's election system where two people, typically one Republican and one Democrat, are elected as registrars in each town. Instead, she wanted each municipality to hire one registrar to oversee elections in hopes of professionalizing the position statewide. That idea was met with opposition from the Registrars of Voters Association of Connecticut and some Republican lawmakers.
I still believe it should be one appointed person who is qualified. But I think once we get this required certification and training in place, it'll go a long way to getting me where I want to be, which is having fully qualified people running the election at the local level who know the law. And that, I think, you know, it was enough for me for this year. And we'll have the task force, we'll keep looking at it, and maybe at some point we'll go back to that idea.
Melissa Russell is the Registrars of Voters Association president and also serves as the Republican registrar for the town of Bethlehem. She says a sole registrar in town will become loyal to the town's leaders, not the voters, and therefore not solve any partisan issues.
The registrars came out very strong at the public hearing back in March. There were over 100 of us who came out and either showed support and or testified, and also prolonged conversations with the secretary's office. This final version of this bill was produced with the registrars sitting down with the secretary's office, with the town clerks association, and with the chairs of the GAE committee to all work out something we could live with and be happy with.
Office politics and unprofessional actions have been blamed for improper vote tallying, inadequate supplies of ballots, and opening polls late in places like Hartford and Bridgeport. Secretary of State Merrill says those incidents and others drove the need for change. The new bill requires the state's 339 registrars to pass certification courses and undergo yearly training to be developed by the Registrars Association and the state. With the current party-affiliated registrar system still in place, Russell says the bill will streamline and modernize the state's elections.
This bill includes a lot of things that registrars have been asking for a number of years, including better technology and end-of-night reporting, certification and more training for our registrars, and also an electronic method of conducting post-election audits.
To remove a registrar, the Secretary of State's office would refer a matter regarding misconduct, neglect of duty, or incompetence to the State Elections Enforcement Commission to conduct an investigation. The commission could refer the case to the Attorney General, who could bring action seeking removal to Superior Court, where a hearing would follow. The secretary could temporarily remove a registrar who is the subject of an investigation regarding his or her duties. Russell says the bill provides enough due process to protect registrars as well. The bill unifies voter registration deadlines to 1 week before Election Day, while also allowing local election officials to use online voter registration systems to enroll people on Election Day. Merrill says the state plans to buy electronic poll books for towns with more than one polling place for a cost between $2 and $3 million statewide. She is hopeful the electronic systems are in place for the 2016 presidential election. The bill is now in the House. The General Assembly's regular session ends Wednesday. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.